Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third, the left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fourth, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mike Caruso. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth, the left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting eighth, the catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doug Drabeck. And now, play ball. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Webster for a passed ball. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Anderson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Alomar. Alomar fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Alomar. Thomas scores. Ventura scores. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chad Kreuter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton fields the ball and throws to Baldwin covering. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Alomar moves to second. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Caruso hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron is 0-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds strikes out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso misplays the ball. That's an error on Caruso. Surhoff moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to second for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Kreuter and he is out, Caruso applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Dre Beck covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreuter for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ordonez strikes out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Norton hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreuter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Baines reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-3 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Webster and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Durham goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Castillo now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Eric Davis pinch hits for Harold Baines. Keith Foulke now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Charlton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Norton strikes out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kreuter is 0-for-3 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foulke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Caruso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso strikes out. 1 out. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cameron is 0-for-4 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hammonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Hammonds. The throw from Kreuter and he is safe. Hammonds steals second. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Hammonds moves to third. Carter moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hammonds scores. Carter moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Alomar moves to second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Caruso fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.